G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 25. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl DiIorio. Joel, last group one of the Australian season and certainly a competitive affair.
Yes, a competitive affair. That's the words we use when it's not a vintage group one, isn't it? It's a decent field. We've only got two Group 1 winners lining up in the race, Escadelia and Precious Gem. But look, there's a few nice types in there and there's a couple of good roughies in the race that are going to be big odds, and I think they've got a bit of a chance. So yeah, look, it's a decent race. Good meeting. It's really come together well. I guess they've been helped by that washout a few weeks ago and the repositioning of the Healy Stakes and the Daybreak Lovers, giving us 10 races. And a couple of fields have really fallen away. It's a bit disappointing, but there's some good betting races on the card.
And Carl, what do you think of the quality of the Sky Racing Tattersalls Club Tiara this year?
Well, if it was a Group 3 race, would anyone complain?
No.
The breeders?
Yeah. Possibly.
Well, the club, if they were putting up 500,000 for a Group 3.
It's a pretty, Escadelia and Precious Gem, they're the only two Group 1 winners in the field, as Joel said, but both of them hadn't won stakes races before the start of February. So, Cradle Me, Danish Twist, they're in-form mares, but they're second-tier mares. Miss Cover Girl, Jessie Bell, they're just okay. It's not a fantastic race.
Yeah, well, as I've written in Best Bets this week, certainly we were all rolling our eyes when this race was promoted to Group 1 back in 2007, and for a while there we were bang on the money, because the first few winners not only had not won a Group 1 before but did not so much as run a place afterwards. And I think I calculated that the first six winners had something like 48 subsequent starts for one win, but we have had some quality poking through in more recent years with Red Tracer and co. Certainly we wouldn't be riding off Shrew Candy yet on the basis of her two subsequent starts. So hopefully something can come out of Saturday and kick on to further Group 1 glory. Well, we'll get to that fairly shortly, because we're going to take you right through the black type races on this massive 10 race Eagle Farm program. And the first of those is a race 3, and that is the FKG Group Spear Chief Handicap, a listed event over 1,500, Joel, and just the 8 acceptors.
Yeah, look, I've gone for the two class runners. They've got the big weights, but I'm going Hofgarten. He's got such a good record at Eagle Farm, and he continued that on at the reopening of the new venue. He likes these bigger tracks. He can carry weight. He'll put himself in a good spot. I think he'll be hard to beat from 2, Emma Vatio, who hit the line strongly behind him from a long way back last start. Beckham will be in front. Just whether he gets the 1500's the query. I guess if he gets a soft enough time of it, he'll be the one to run down. And 3, Tales of Grimm, probably wants a firmer track. Interesting to see what the track conditions are put up and how the track plays. But 1, 2, 6, 3 for me.
Emma Basho on top for me. I like the way he hit the line in the Wayne Wilson last start. Get back, run on type. But he's been so honest this campaign. He was working his way to a win this prep before he won 4th up in the Hawkesbury Cup, and he's held it since. So I've got him on top from 1 Hofgarten, 7 Electric Power, the mare going up to Brisbane. She certainly looks up to the task of adding some black type to her name here. And for 4th, I've put in number 5, Aldini.
Race 4 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the AM Giles & Co Chartered Accountants Open Handicap over 1830 metres, a listed race, Joel.
Giving number 4, Feltra, another chance. I thought he was a decent roughie last start, and he had a torrid run. He was 3 and 4 wide all the way and working and just wasn't able to finish off. The blinkers go on. He'll be a bit fitter. You wouldn't think from barrier 3 he'd get as tough a run. And his last 1800 metre run, he was a very close second to Tinto at the Gold Coast. That's good enough form. I think he can run well at big odds. No doubt numbers 1 and 10 are the hardest to beat. 1 Pajaro is going really well. 10 Telepathic's a good mare, and this is the right sort of race for her. So they're the two key threats. And number 7, My Quilter, will press forward and could give a bit of cheek from the front.
6 Lord Dag on top for me. I think the recent efforts have been okay, although numerically doesn't suggest so. I think they've been okay performances. Draws a little bit better today, on Saturday, I should say. And down in the weights with 54.5, I think that weight relief is quite important. Just needs a little bit of tempo on, and I think Lord Ag can finish home over the top. From 10, Telepathic, who has a touch of class and should improve second up, a dual winner second up. For third, number 5, High Sun, and for fourth, number 1, Pajero.
Race 6 at Eagle Farm on Saturday is the Carlton Mid Tattersalls Cup, 2200 metre Group 3, Joel.
Yeah, tricky race. Could make a case for the top 7. I'd be surprised if Mr. LeBrock won it. So it's a wide affair. I wouldn't put you off anything, but I've gone for a bit of a roughie. Number 5, Brave Ali. He's an old-timer, but he's a pretty decent stayer when right. He had a long break. He's come back. Nothing wrong with his first run. I thought his second run was really, really good, and then wasn't in the right part of the track at Eagle Farm the other day. Tony Golan said last week that he was pretty happy with the way the old boy's going, and I wouldn't be surprised if he ran a bit of a race here to beat 2 Benzini, the Brisbane Cup winner, 7-2 can choose, going really well this time in, and 1 Janoo next best.
Index linked for me. Ran 5th in the Brisbane Cup last start, that got back to 3rd last position, and just couldn't make as much inroads as possible, just back along that inside section. From barrier 2, hopefully on a more fairer track, and I think in that lesser company, I think can get the job done. Put it in on top ahead of number 2, Benzini. Third, number 4, Malice. Malice certainly has the class. The query is the distance, but it's offset by Damien Brown aboard, and I'm sure if Malice can run out the trip, Damien's the guy to extricate it out of Malice. And for fourth, number 7, Toucan Choo.
Race 7 at Eagle Farm on Saturday, Winter Garden Stakes, 1400 metres for 2-year-olds at level weights. What's this race better known as, Joel?
That is a good question. What did it used to be called?
I think it might have had sponsor names. Australia Post Stakes.
Oh, Australia Post, yeah.
They've gone into liquidation, haven't they? Or they're not sponsoring it?
Anyway, tragically, Joel, I see that Charnley River, which you gave to us at 150-1 or whatever it was a couple of weeks ago and ran that bottling second, is marked at $4.50 here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crash back down to earth, but I think it'd be pretty hard to beat. He's still a maiden, but he showed with that. That was a really good effort. Look, it was no disadvantage to be out wide, but 3 and 4 wide's not ideal on 1600 metre race, and he really gave a good kick on the turn, just no match for Sacred Elixir, who looks pretty smart. So happy to have him on top here. Back to 1400, no issue, I don't think. 9, Sugar Palmer, worked home well last start. 3, Salamance, a maiden, but was okay last time. Got to respect Chris Wallace sending him up there. And 10, Brulee, stablemate of Sugar Palmer. She's going all right as well.
Yeah, I've got Brulee just on top, just at the price. I think Charnley River, $3.60 actually, with the TAB currently fixed odds at the time of the podcast. I think that's a touch of unders, considering it was such a big price last time. Got a ton of ability and probably is the best horse in the race, but just I'd rather be backing Brulee on an each way basis. I thought the last start second at Rosehill was quite good. I don't think she was at her best on the heavy track. I think her form on top of the grounds is a lot better. And, I think she'll get a more forgiving surface in that regard on the weekend. So I've got 10 Brulee on top from 1 Charnley River, 2 Endless Days, and 4th I've put in number 8 emphatically.
Race 8 is the big one, Sky Racing Tattersalls Club Tiara, 1400 metres at weight for age for fillies and mares, Group 1 worth $500,000. And I guess one of the talking points here, guys, is that Chris Waller, who you'd think would be chafing for another Group 1 winner, hasn't had the 15 for the season and hasn't had one since Winx won the Doncaster back in April and had 2 nominations for this. And they're both going to line up as fairly warmly supported chances in other races on the program. He's obviously taken to heart the old saying that you keep yourself in the best company and your horses in the worst.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. Oh, I thought Saritza really probably should have been in this race. I thought it was a winnable race, even though 3-year-old fillies don't get much weight off the older mares. But a really good opportunity for a filly to run in a Group 1 like this. So I thought she would have been there. But look, we said before there's only 2 Group 1 winners leading in. I've picked them to Cornelleret. I've gone 3 Precious Gem, just ahead of 1 Ascadelia. Ascadelia, no doubt, was in the worst part of the track in the Stradbroke. Precious Gem came through the middle. I thought her run was really good, though, and I'm happy to put her on top of the 1 Ascadelia. 11 Artistry, I've thrown in for 3rd. I thought her Dane Ripper Stakes run was really good. She was attacking the line strongly. And number 14, Beatniks, was one of the roughies I spoke about earlier. I thought, you know, she's going to be 50, 60 to 1. She's gone to a new level in her last three starts, off a bit of a let up. She's tackled Stakes Company each time, and thought her Dane Ripper one run was pretty good against the muddling tempo. So she could be the best roughie, but three on top from 1, 11, 14.
Yeah, I've got the same exact Repressious Gem on top from as Cadelia for the same reasons that Joel outlined. Escadelli's a class horse. You got to forgive the last start run, and Precious Gem just really hit the line nicely, flying for Henry Dwyer, and is the each-way value in the race. The third I've put in, my Pipette, who I think's the roughie. Wide barrier's a bit of a concern. We'll get back and hopefully get cover, a nice drag into the race, and under those circumstances, I can see her hitting the line nicely. And fourth, a bit of a raffle thereafter, but I've put in number 4, Cradleman.
All right, well, with my Pipette, Carl, you might not have to worry too much about the wide barrier, because one of my fun facts about this race is that 4 of the past 6 winners have jumped from 12 or wider. The past 4 winners, in fact, have been last start winners. So in that field, that is Danish Twist, Cradle Me, and Blueberry Hill. So Cradle Me is the one, because she's got barrier 13 as well. Race 9 at Eagle Farm on Saturday, WJ Healy Stakes, 1200 metre Group 3, Joel.
Yeah, I've gone for number 2, Into the Red here. He was a good winner first up. He went 5.5 weeks off into the Lightning last time out, the repositioned Lightning. They ran it midweek at Doomben, and I thought he was pretty good. He just got a bit too far back, but he found the line well, and perhaps peaked the last 50 metres. He drops a little bit in weight, he'll be fitter, and the 1200 suit. So got him ahead of the 3-year-old Mogador, number 11. Very good last start, just failing to pick up Camasite. 16 of Alina's had a little bit of a setback, but she's going well. I think she can measure up if she's A-OK. And 8 Odyssey Moon, the other 3-year-old, if they elect to come up. He's also in at Flemington, but he's in for 4th.
Mogador on top for me. Yeah, it's just one of those interesting statistics. Mogador was an odds-on favourite to win on debut, and there was a horse called Exosphere Stablemate in the same race at Kembla Grange, which actually won it, and Mogador ran 2nd. So that kind of underlines the sort of opinion that the stable had. I guess you wouldn't associate Godolphin with being a punting stable that sets up plunges, but still it gives a bit of an indication of who was preferred on the day. And I've always got the impression that Mogador is going to make a nice stakes class horse. Certainly has the pedigree behind him, and the last start effort in the Queensland day was quite good. So got him on top from 1, That's a Good Idea, who showed last start that he can carry weight and win, and he'll be awfully hard to beat. 3rd, number 2, Into the Red, and the 4th, number 6, Tina Molina.
And the lucky last of the Queensland Carnival, there's probably a couple of black type races next week, the sort of equivalent of the Eclipse, the old Eclipse Stakes Day. But the last race of this huge program at Eagle Farm is race 10, the Landfill Logistics Daybreak Lover for 3-year-olds over 1,400 metres, held back from that washed-out Oaks Day meeting, Joel. And you were fairly keen on Soul for Song until Chris Waller decided to switch Tsaritsa into this race.
Yeah, it's made for a really good clash. Look, I'm sticking with Soul for Song. I think the smaller field's probably to her advantage. She was a long way back in the Guineas, in the big field. And look, Tsaritsa won that well, but Soul for Song was still running on strongly, so I think she can be even a bit more dynamic over the shorter trip, the 1400. So just at the value, I've gone with her to beat 1 Tsaritsa. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if Selmanazar went really well. He was my best bet last week and didn't disappoint running 2nd. The other two on paces and the other two leaders that were on the turn, they dropped out, and it was really a race that the backmarkers were suited in. I thought he battled on really well, so I certainly haven't lost faith in him. And 3 Perfect Airs had a really good prep. He's in for 4.
2-horse race for mine, Tsaritsa and Soul for Song. I've gone Tsaritsa to beat Soul for Song. I thought Soul for Song was quite good from that wide barrier, and just had no option but to go back. And it's important to note that the rescheduling of the Daybreak Lover, it missed out on that lead-up run into the Queensland Guinea. So there was plenty of effort, plenty of merit to her effort. And I guess with Tsaritsa as well, it's perhaps a couple of things weighing in the minds of Chris Waller to run in this race. One might have been the handicap rating, the fact that she could probably win this race and not get penalised for it, because her handicap rating is 92, the next best 74, and from that perspective it's a free shot at $80,000, which they'll probably be collecting. So anyway, I've gone to Ritzer on top from Soul for Song. 3rd, I've put in Selmanazar, and 4th, I'm 3 Perfect Air.
All right, well, that wraps up a massive Eagle Farm meeting, except to give us your best and value bets on the program. Joel?
Charnley River, my best, race 7, number 1. My value is a horse we haven't touched on, but it's Best Case, race 2, number 13. First run for Steve O'Day. If he can find his best Sydney form, then he's right in this.
Best Mogador, race 9, number 11. Value bet, race 6, number 3, and excellent.
Flemington is the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. It is David Burke Provincial Plate Day, and gee, I tell you what, it very rarely gets worse than a good 4 or a dead 5 at Flemington, but if the Bureau of Meteorology is correct, we might have a real wet track at headquarters unusually. Joel, it's a big 9 race program, plenty of big fields. What sort of value can you find for us?
Yeah, well, I'm going to try and bookend the card. My best is in the first, number 9, Colonel Clink. Also got a bit of time for. He'd been trialling up well. Went to sale for his debut. Craig Williams rode him. He was 3 back the fence, never in a good spot, and just wasn't able to get warmed up. Thought his last 50 metres was super. Blinkers on just to keep him sharp for 1,400. It was 1,400 at debut. I think he'll win. And my value was in the last tough race, but heart of a lion. I thought it was a good win in Adelaide last start. And probably going to be in the right part of the track coming down the outside with Damien Oliver to ride.
Best bet is Artie Shaw, race 7, number 3. I'm forgiving of the Swan Hill Cup run. I just think it was in the bit of a wrong part of the track and was making ground in between runners. Start before that at Flemington was quite good over the 1,400 metres behind Germando. It found the line nicely and was winner second up. So I've got Artie Shaw as my best, and my value bet is race 3, number 6, Elite Tiger. Now, this horse has been a bit of a heartbreaker for me because the last two times I've backed him, he's been beaten in the last stride. But I think his performances have been excellent in defeat. And I'm surprised I actually didn't head towards the provincial plate because certainly think that was a winnable contest. But certainly this benchmark 78 should be a little bit more easier for him. Maybe the horse to put in the exotics is the Rumorfile, who might be a bit of an improver at a bit of odds.
I'm with you with Elite Tiger, Carl, especially if the forecast rain arrives. And my best was race 6, number 6, Just a Hint. My value bet, race 4, number 9, Lord Von Koster. And even my best there is at about 10 to 1, I see, obviously, with Euro Angel highly fancied. But barrier 17, no spoil. Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Joel might be fairly, well, in the soft range certainly there as well. What have you got?
Yes, it's a decent sort of a meeting. I thought Toi Schwa would be hard to beat, race 6, number 9, so I've made her my best. It's always tricky, these mares races, always a few hopes, but I think she's tracking along nicely. Joe Pryor trying to replicate what he did with a similar sort of mare in Butterburn last week, and dropping in class and gets a drop in weight. And I think that, going up in class and dropping in weight, but I don't think it's a huge class rise, even though she is going up. The weight relief will certainly help. So I'm keen on her. My value is Dubai in Style, race 7, number 13. This former Kiwi 3-year-old has mixed his form since joining Chris Waller, but was gelded prior to this prep. He's had the 2 runs. Last run had no luck. I thought he should have gone pretty close. Think he can run well with the 53 kilos. The other one I thought was hard to beat was Ins and Out, race 8, number 2.
My best bet is race 7, number 6, Courts of King. I think this horse is really the pounce third up, rising to the 1,400 metres. 2 runs this campaign have been good, particularly last time when it came wide and ran on against the tempo. It was a dash home up the straight at Beaumont. I think it's looking for that extra trip. My value bet comes up in the last race at Stripchenko. This horse is a get-back run-on horse who has its first attempt over 1,000 metres. It might be a bit too sharp, that's the only worry, but I think it's a really weak race. I think she's capable of being a little bit more competitive in something stronger. And first up, she ran the second quickest final 200 metres. Only the winner was quicker over that section, and she did pull up with a poor recovery rate. I think there's a bit of improvements come from Stripchenko. The only other one I want to mention is race 8, number 3, Barbed. It's had 3 starts on soft and 2 starts on heavy and never placed. Many would be ruling Barbed out as a duffer on the wet, but I find it hard to believe that Godolphin would be as so silly to be resuming Barbed in the winter dash if they didn't believe it was a capable on wet ground. So I think it's actually a really good chance of running a big race first up at odds.
Alrighty, in Adelaide, they're racing on the course proper at Morfordville, apart from the hurdle, which is on the Parks track. And Carl, the Hayes and Davenig stable, which has just had at least one winner, if not more, every Saturday in Adelaide, went winless last Saturday, but you are tipping a treble from them this time, including your best, and I speak of race 5, number 6, Lotion.
Lotion, yeah. Most recent win came over this track in distance 4 starts ago back on Boxing Day. It was a really good win that afternoon, and the two runs this campaign have been solid. It got back and ran on home for second at Murray Bridge behind Our Exchange, who led throughout. So I think Lotion can go one better third up, and my value bet comes up in the last race, and it's a horse that's sending me broke. Maybe I've just got to find another horse to back, but it's Secret Men's Business here, backing up after last Saturday when it just got back and was unsuited by the tempo. It hit the line as well as anything else in the race. And Harry Coffey, a senior rider, now comes aboard after 2-3 kilo claim apprentices had their chance on the six-year-old mare.
Well, Harry is still listed as an apprentice, Carl, but he doesn't claim.
Doesn't claim, okay. Well, he's pretty much out of his time, but he does a good job.
Indeed. Well, there's some black type over in the West on Saturday at Belmont, including the race rated by our man Greg Hooper as the race of the winter so far, and that is the Warroa Belmont Guineas. Race 7, Joel, a listed event over 1,600 at level weights for the three-year-olds.
Yeah, it is a good race. I had 5 key hopes, and I struggled to whittle it down to 4, but I've gone 5 Great Shot. He's just really impressed this time in. He keeps stepping up. It was a good, strong, dominant win last day. He's going to get a lovely run from the draw. So I've gone his way from 2 Universal Law, 3 Scales of Justice, the Wide Gate's a bit of a query. 12 Beau Count's an interesting runner, debuted over a mile, Fred Kersley, and then dropped it back to 1200, ran second, now back to a mile. He looks to have a bit of ability, so I'll throw him in for fourth, and the fifth chance I spoke of was the filly, Showy Chloe.
And earlier in the day we have a Group 3, Race 5, the Strickland Stakes over 2000 metres.
Yeah, well, I guess the big question here is when can a nod? She's flying. Can she see out the 2,000 metres? I've put her on top. I think she can. Got her ahead of 5 Zarance, 7 Belmont Girl, and 1 It's a Him.
And what else have you got for us at Belmont?
My best is Socially Unique, race 6, number 7. Impressive win first up, sweeping home from the back. Willie Pike to ride and sticks with here and gets a little bit of a weight relief. Has 1 second up, so I don't see him going backwards. And my value is It's Dynamite. I gave her out as my value last week. Didn't have the luck from the draw. She was 3 wide. Knocked up in the last 200 metres. Barrier 1 on Saturday. So I think we've got to give her another chance.
All righty. Much earlier in the day at across the Tasman in New Zealand, we are racing at Tauranga, where we have a listed race, and Riccarton.
Yes, the listed race at Tauranga sees my best bet take her place, and that's Designated Driver, race 8, number 5. She's going really well this time in. She deserves to break through for a black type win. She's been close up at her past couple and suited in mare's grade, I think, under these conditions. And my value bet for Tauranga was in the last, race 9, number 6, the Gin Keeper. Kelly McCulloch to ride, formerly Kelly Myers. So if you're looking at your form guides wondering who Kay McCulloch is, it's Kelly Myers. And this horse is, look, her form is better than it reads. I think she's ready to improve. 1,400 from a better draw. I think she could go around at a big price. And my best bet for the other meeting, which is at Riccarton down in the south, my best is Scandalo, race 3, number 1. Good debut without a lot of luck. Hit the line strongly. Drawn a bit wide, but should be okay over the Riccarton 1,200. And my value bet is Wise Move. Got a big finish on him, this bloke. He didn't show it first up, but he showed it second up. And he won really well. If he puts it all together, he could progress through the grades this time in.
All righty. Well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. 96 pages, just $5. I can see the gentleman wandering back into our office now with our copies. So make sure you get yours. Still only $5. All the form for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and all your favourite features. And our best $20 bet for the weekend. I think I need to get a bit of confidence up, so I'm going to go for a fairly short one, and that is Flemington Race 2, number 4, Tilopia. Joel?
Well, I'm going to beat you by one race. Flemington Race 1, we'll get it early, number 9, Colonel Clink.
And I'll go last, just to be special, Race 9, number 12, Stripchenko at Randwick.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.